You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello, space and treasure coast. This is Sita Biggie on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends right here in sunny Cocoa, Florida. We are heard on AM 1510 WWBC, FM 94.7, 99.9, 100.7, and all over God's magnificent planet, Miss Ellen, on the web.
On the World Wide Web, 1510wwbc.com. If you are listening on your radio now, you can actually go to that website and click on Listen Now, and you'll get us on any one of your listening devices. And then, of course, all of our shows are archived also on 1510wwbc.com and on cedamediainc.com. And we do a little blog with some pictures. We put it on Facebook, which shows up on Instagram. And you know how that whole social media thing goes. It's blasted out on everywhere.
Yeah, even grandparents are on it now.
Everybody's on it.
We're FaceTiming with our grandkids and reading.
Amen.
They can brush your teeth.
That's all. sounds like something personal.
That's right. That's right. I love it.
Recent.
So for our listeners who are tuning in today right here in Brevard County, Florida, in the state of Florida, all over the United States, and online in other parts of the world as well, Ellen and I will be heating up the airwaves today with our friend, with our two guests. As you all know, we talk about things that are going on right here in Brevard County, Florida, around our nation, around the world, whatever it is that people want to use their gifts, talents, and abilities to make our world a better place. We're all in it. Correct, Miss Ellen?
That's so right.
And today is no different. In studio, one of my really good friends, Kim Torres, is here. Good morning, Kim.
Thank you for having us.
Surprise.
And I'm so glad that Kim brought with her beautiful daughter, Kelsey. Kelsey, welcome to our show. You'll be on second segment talking about your new business. And we're excited to talk later about the deep dive deals of Melbourne.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Right. And Ellen, of course, you're here. You had a good weekend.
It was a great weekend, yeah.
You're getting as brown as I am in that sun, Miss Ellen.
I know. I've been using my fair share of sunblock.
That's right.
Scun block.
Well, you know, I had my 4 days off as usual, and I did my grandparenting stuff. I did something with ABWA. Oh, I forgot to tell Kim I went to Jacksonville for ABW Day. It was wonderful. Met some really lovely people, cool, and, you know, communicated with them about their jobs and professions. And then a couple of them were interested in coming on the radio show, which I was marketing the show, which was great. And I'm back in the studio today. But, you know, Ellen, I always get these wonderful guests that are sent my way. And I rescheduled this lovely lady a couple of times. Her name is Miss Peggy Parks. She is calling in from Kentucky, I most believe, today. But she was born in Mississippi. Five children. Was married to a physician. She is also a nurse. Yay, we have something in common. And watching her blog about her 6 grandchildren is an absolute joy. It makes those of us who are grandparents stand up and take notice, because Peggy is setting the example. She's blazing a trail, and she's really living what all of us say. We are going to leave a good footprint behind for our grandchildren and the next generation. That's Miss Peggy Parks. So Peggy, thank you for taking the time to call in on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, so tell our listeners a little bit about yourself. I know you were born in Mississippi, and you're the fourth of five children and all that, but how did you end up in Kentucky?
My husband, who is now deceased, was a doctor, and he had his eye on the Lexington Clinic, which meant that he did not have to run the business part. He just had to take care of his patients. And so we came here, and he joined them as a physician and worked for many, many years. And during that time, I was raising our children, and then went back to nursing, and stayed in part-time nursing for 9 years after that. So I describe it as jumping in the ocean if all you know how to do is dog paddle, because I had been out 25 years.
So you started this grandparent journal. What made you start that? Because you're also an author, but you've got all the books, you're heavily involved in your church and your community, but then one day you decided that you're going to start the journal, and it's quite popular. So tell our listeners a little bit about the journal and how that got started.
Well, I'm a big one for recording interactions, and so as I had my first grandchild, I came up with the idea of keeping a journal. Now, it was not my journal that's now on the market. It was one I had to find in a store. But I started writing about her, and four of my grandchildren live in two other states, so I only have two near me. But when I would record things about their birthdays, I would record the visits when I went to see them, and we would often read the previous entries when I did see them, like for their birthday, we would go to the older ones. And one year, one of my grandchildren wanted me to read the whole book with him, so we did. And it just refreshes memories and builds a closer relationship with them.
Well, you know, nowadays with social media, a lot of grandparents are actually, if we're lucky, we're FaceTiming with the grandchildren. And I've heard stories of grandparents who have a set time with their grandkids when they would do like a craft or read a book or something like that. But those memories, you can't really store them when you're talking to someone on a camera. But I can see where the journals are something that you could give to the grandchildren. And like you say, later on, they have an experience with you that it's now written down. Are you finding that a lot of people are enjoying the journals and they want to learn more about them from you and they're journaling themselves?
They like to journal, but many, many people now are not into writing as much as they used to be. But I found they're written, for example, one of my granddaughters was in about the eighth grade and they were having a display at the school, and without me knowing it, she took her grandmother's journal and displayed it and had something about, this is the way we stay in touch. And she's one of them that lives in another state. And I was really flattered that she did that. She also designed the cover, the front cover of the journal for me.
Yeah, and it seems as though each of your grandchildren are different. They're unique, and you're able to connect with them on an individual basis through the journals as well.
Yes, I have two boys and four granddaughters, two grandsons and four granddaughters. And they range in age from 23 down to 9, so that's quite a big gap there.
Wow, it's interesting because, you know, different people have different things. I've heard of people writing poems, or we all know the old-fashioned albums, that now you could write a little, write a little detail under a photograph, and your families could have it that way. But I've never heard of someone journaling for the grandkids. So, tell our listeners on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, you also wrote some books. You're an author of how many books? 6 or 7 books?
Two books.
Okay.
The Power of the Lamb's Blood and Unshackled. Now, The Power of the Lamb's Blood is out of print, but Unshackled is still very much in print, and I have had a professionally written screenplay, which I'm trying to get marketed. There are a lot of faith-based movies now, and I'm believing that one day this will be up there. It describes 7 basic foundational truths, if understood and lived out, allow you to live free. And while they are Christian principles, any competent professional counselor would agree with them. For example, controlling your thoughts, controlling what you say to people, you know, forgiving people, not taking grudges, having healthy friendships, all of that kind of thing. So it helps people to identify what's holding them back and tell them what to do about it.
Yeah, so it's kind of like something like some life lessons that no matter what race you are or religion, or it's good for all human beings, because we are living in times when we're seeing so much hate and division and misinformation. So that's a great idea that you wrote this book and you'd like to see it become a movie. Maybe it can teach us humans something as well. Because I know in my religion, in the Hindu religion, when we say namaste, it means the spirit that lives in you lives in me as well. And whatever you have to say to make the world a better place for all of us, I could benefit from that as well.
Mm-hmm. I remember two things specifically, Sita, mm-hmm. really great stories, specifically about journaling. My parents had gone through all of their books, all of their picture books, and I have my mom's voice telling me the story of each one of those pictures. So it was when, you know, and it's a special it was a DVD, but then of course when everything changed, I'm sorry, VHS, when everything switched over, I switched it into a DVD, but now it's something that can be handed down, you know, again, generationally. The other thing is too, is that, you know, more grandparents should be doing things like this. And I remember doing a talk in Orlando for grandparents raising grandchildren, and I couldn't believe... actually, one of the counties in Orlando had said it was an epidemic that there were so many grandparents raising grandchildren. And I thought, well, what, you know, as you were talking, I said, what a special idea for these grandparents to be able to journal some of the things that they were doing.
Yeah, good,
you know,
or bad.
Good and bad.
The entries
true,
can be good or bad.
So that way they had a good history of their lives as well. So
right.
Kudos.
So Peggy, you know, statistically they say 68% of the grandparents say they're cooler than their own grandparents. So we're living in times when grandparents are able to do so much more with their grandchildren. Grandparents are doing yoga. They're jogging. They're going on trips. They're spending me time. So are you noticing that the grandparents that you're coming across, whether it's the church or in the community, they're not the grandparents of yesteryear at all? These grandparents are, I like to say, the boomers. They're pretty hip.
Yes, they are. Now, I only have two here in town, and they are school children, and they're very busy in the winter with all of their extracurricular. And in the summer, they have a lot of camps and things, but I make some time to be with them. Most recently, I took them one at a time to buy their school supplies, and I take them on little trips to the ice cream store and any place like that I can help their mother out.
Yep.
Now, one thing I wanted to mention that seems somber, but it is not. We as grandparents are not going to live forever, and this gives the grandchild a way to remember things that we did. It's a legacy that I'm leaving them. And one thing I do, if I see a trait like in my little 9-year-old that I hope is going to develop, I make a comment on it in the book. I say, oh, I noticed how kind you were to your little sister. And so that will, when she reads that in later years, that will encourage her to develop that.
So you're using the journal as a tool to help them with their self-confidence, self-esteem, and also to identify something that they're doing and give praise and encouragement as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. So we're living in a world where I think I read someplace that 7.8 million children under the age of 18 live in multi-generational homes, which means they're grandparents in so many homes now. Are you coming across people, immigrants from different backgrounds, for example, and different cultures while you're speaking? Because I know you have written a lot of articles and you're also doing a lot of public speaking. Are you noticing the difference in the cultures with the grandparents raising grandchildren or communicating with grandchildren?
No, I haven't had the opportunity to observe that. It's just my mostly American type friends.
So we're going to have to get you in front.
Not everybody likes anymore. And periodically, I put in a picture of them. Of course, people have their pictures on the phone now, but if it's a birthday party or something special, I glue in a picture of that occasion. So they will be able to look at this, and it's a it will be a legacy to them when I'm no longer on the earth. They can look back and remember things that we did.
Are you talking to grandfathers as well? Because in the old days, grandfathers used to take a back seat. But nowadays, grandpas are more active in their grandchildren's lives than ever before. People will sometimes say that the grandparents are spending more quality time because, of course, love triumphs, right? When you love somebody, it triumphs. But a lot of people are seeing where the grandparents of today is not the grandparent of before.
I haven't had the opportunity to talk to many grandparents that are really into this. I find women are more likely to be into those relationships, whereas the men are more likely to be playing sports and taking them to things and all like that. So the women are more inclined to this.
Yes. I noticed that spiritual growth also plays a part in your journals as well. Talk to us a little bit about faith and family and spirituality with the grandchildren and with people in your community.
Well, as I said, I try to comment in writing on the traits that I see in them that I hope will develop. And it's written from a Christian perspective, but not exclusively. And I try to help them see areas that they are strong in and can develop in. And in addition, I go to their, most grandparents do this, I go to their occasions where they're on stage. And most recently, my little granddaughter was up on, my youngest one was up on stage following a camp that she had, and she was given the whole part to read, and she did excellently. She's 9 years old, so she is a real outgoing child and not intimidated. So I would comment on that to her and how well I thought she did. And then the other one that lives here is a very dedicated ballet dancer. She's taking 4 days a week for an hour and a half. She's going into 8th grade, so that's quite a schedule. And I ask her periodically to dance for me at my house so I can see what she's learning. And then, of course, when she's out in the public in a play, I go and see her and go to her other events. She's also plays a musical instrument, and when they have their big event for that, I go to that. So I try to support them in what they're doing. And the younger one has taken up
Peggy, you have to remember a lot of stuff with those grandchildren. So I read where you had written that praying the scriptures over them is an important part of your journal, because you believe in the years to come, a lot of the answers that they seek would be resolved through prayer. Hence, that's why your website is called Park Praise Publications. You do believe you have a lot of faith, and you want to pass that on to the grandchildren as well.
Yes, I do. But in a way, not too aggressive to them.
Yeah, you don't want to be overpowering, but you want them to walk with Christ, I notice.
And when I see desirable attributes in them, I comment on them in the journal so that they will be encouraged and be complimented and perhaps be motivated to continue to develop that particular trait.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's all about understanding, right? And being reasonable with the grandchildren and trying to do your best for them as far as, you know, your community. So, Miss Peggy Park, what else are you involved in Kentucky that you could share with our listeners? You sound like a pretty busy lady.
Well, since my husband died 3 years ago, 3 and a half, I have been, I'm still in my home, and it was my home where my family grew up, so I'm always having to deal with repairs and things like that. In addition, I lead a grief share group at my church for people who have lost not just husbands, but grandmothers, grandfathers, mothers, fathers, children, and it is a nationally recognized, it's called Grief Share.
So yes.
It's a...
Well, you were an oncology nurse, so I would think you would be really good at people with contemplating grief, and you use the scripture to help them to heal as well.
Yes, and it's, if you lose a mate, you just never get over it. You just go on. And one of the things that you might be interested in hearing, I didn't get this from Grief Share, but I was at a visiting a church, and they had this motto up at the front: don't let your memories become greater than your dreams. And so we all have, we're still on the earth, so we have some kind of duties and things we're supposed to be doing, and we're calling that our dreams. And one of my dreams is leading this Grief Share group and trying to help people. It's a 13-week, once-a-week group, and it helps people deal with their loss, and it puts them in touch with other people that have had losses of various kinds. And in this last group, which it's finished before the summer, now we're getting ready to start a new one, there were 2 women in there who had lost their husbands to suicide, and that is a real tough one. Right there.
Well, thank you for using your gift of being a nurse, an oncology nurse at that, and for helping others. Now, one of the things you also do, you teach people how to get a grip on anger?
Yes.
Well, you sound pretty calm yourself, Miss Peggy. I would think that if people spend some time with you, and would you say that your faith plays a great part in you helping others to deal with grief, to deal with the, you know, trials and tribulations of life, and, of course, anxiety and anger and things like that?
Well, on my website for free download, I have 20 brochures that talk about common problems, for example, forgiving and thinking, controlling your thoughts. But the thing with forgiving, if you don't forgive, it just comes right back on you and messes up your life. And it doesn't matter what the other person has done, we're still told, in my spiritual concept, that we have to forgive them. Because we have many things we had to be forgiven for.
That's right. Nobody is perfect, right? And all of us, we're living in times when there's so many people that judge others without understanding that at the end of the day, we really... all of us are looking for to be loved and accepted. And we always say on our show here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, if we have faith and family, a little food, a little finances, we're good. Mm-hmm. And right, we're good. We have to have that. So, Miss Peggy Park, what is your website if somebody wanted to go on and see the articles you've written, the books you've written, and now you're talking about a screenplay that you would like to see developed into a film later. You've done more than so many people, Miss Peggy, so give us your website.
www.parkpraisepublications.com, because everything I do is done as praise back to the God that I serve.
And we'll make sure that all of that information is on our website, as well as the Facebook pages that we posted on.
Right. And I'm sure that your children and grandchildren are extremely proud of you, Miss Peggy, because you, well, even though you lost your husband, you didn't sit down there and cry and get lonely and depressed and say, oh, why me? You miss him, and you'll always miss him, but you will see him again one day. And you've taken that energy and you're channeling it into helping other people. And I am proud of you, and I don't even know you, because I'm a long-term care nurse. I have worked in our nation's nursing homes for over 33 years of my life. And a lot of the elderly people, they didn't have that energy, that positive attitude that you've had to give back. So I wish you could bottle it and sell it to so many people who are just at home with the time, and they're not volunteering, they're not giving back anything, but you are. What is your secret?
Well, in addition, I want to mention this. I have what I call a reflection, which is like a devotion, on my website. I post one every 2 weeks, and the one that I'm have just getting ready to post in a few weeks, I'm posted up through August, is on sitting in the sunlight and how that renews you physically, and it helps you to sleep better in sunlight for like 15 minutes every morning, and compare that to sitting in the light of the sun, S-O-N, which for me is Jesus Christ. It would be whatever your religious deity is, and how that restores you spiritually. One is an S-O-N, which restores you spiritually, and the other one is the S-U-N, which restores you physically.
I love that. I'm going to have to steal that from you, Miss Peggy.
That's good stuff.
It's good.
Okay.
It really makes you think, because, you know, every day we wake up and we give praise for being able to breathe, being able to walk, being able to talk. We know there's a creator, you know, just by looking at the flowers and the bees pollinating our food and whatever it is. And a lot of people don't connect those two things, the S-O-N and the S-U-N. Wow, that is profound. I like it.
And one of the other things that's on Miss Peggy's website is all about her speaking as well to church and Christian groups and the articles and so forth. So make sure you check out Miss Peggy Park's website, which is parkpraisepublications.com. And we'll make sure that we post all of that on our website. We'll look forward to the new blog coming out in a few weeks for you. But this time, Sita, we're going to take a quick break and listen to our sponsors here for the show here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. And we'll be right back right after these messages.
Okay, Miss Peggy.
Family-owned furniture dealer featuring the best and most affordable brands. They offer all servicing for free. Delivery, setup, and home, removal of old furniture, and warranty. Work with a reputable and experienced local business as they strive for excellence with their customers. Scotty's been in the mattress and furniture business for 32 years. You can shop online, call, or stop into the showroom to place an order. They are conveniently located inside the Merritt Square Mall and service all of Brevard County and Central Florida. Super savings sale happening now. That's Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture, 321-459-2473. Visit them on the web at cloud9furniture.com. Again, 321-459-2473 for Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture.
Welcome to MedFast Urgent Care. We are Brevard County's largest urgent care network. MedFast is now open at 7:30 a.m. every day. That's right, 7:30 a.m. every day. We will get you in and out so you can get back to your day. When you are sick or injured, MedFast is here for you 7 days a week. Think fast, think MedFast. With 18 locations, there's a MedFast near you. Call 321-MEDFAST.
Are you longing for a taste of Louisiana? Lizette's Cajun Bistro is the place to be. They offer Cajun and Creole staples as well as American, vegan, and vegetarian options. The restaurant is located at 2447 North Wickham Road, Unit 146. All menu items are prepared daily from scratch and made to order. Dine in or take out as well as outside seating. Live music on selected weekends. So the next time you have a taste for Louisiana, stop by Lizette's Cajun Bistro, 2447 North Wickham Road.
Located in Titusville, Florida, Dixie Crossroads has been serving great-tasting seafood, char-grilled steaks, prime rib, chicken, fresh salads, and their famous corn fritters for over 31 years. The menu features the very best local shrimp and fish from Port Canaveral and ranges from low-cost sandwiches and baskets to high-end seafood combos. Visit this Florida favorite at 1475 Garden Street in Titusville. That's Dixie Crossroads, 321-268-5000. 321-268-5000, or visit them on the web at dixiecrossroads.com. Jotkoff Financial Group is a certified public accounting and a registered investment advisory firm with over 30 years of productive relationships with clients. Jotkoff Financial Group can assist you in meeting your accounting, tax, and business consulting and financial planning and insurance needs without expanding your internal workforce. With three locations here in Florida, here in Brevard County, Broward County, and Nassau County, contact Jotkoff Financial Group here in Brevard at 321-984-7345, located at 1122 South Wickham Road in Melbourne. That's Jotkoff Financial Group. On the web, you'll find them at www.jotkoff, that's JOTKOFF.com. Call the professionals at Jotkoff Financial Group today.
There's something special about the place we call home. It's the place we live our lives, spend time with family and friends, and make our own. At St. Francis Reflections Hospice, we consider it a privilege to care for you wherever your home may be. We put our hands, hearts, and skills into providing high-quality hospice care in your home. To learn more about how we reflect life, love, and compassion, visit www.reflectionslsc.org.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Sita Begee on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends right here in sunny Cocoa, Florida. We're heard on AM 1510 WWBC, FM 94.7, 99.9, 100.7, and all over the magnificent planet.
That's right, 1510wwbc.com. You can hit that listen live button and get us on any one of your listening devices. Or as archive, we archive the shows on 1510wwbc. BC by date, and also on our Facebook page and website, CETAMediaInc.com. You can search for all of the names on there. 14 years, CETA.
I can't even think about it. I'm getting younger. I should be
had. That's right. Okay.
So
I think I figured it out. We were like well over 1,000 guests.
Praise
on
God
the
for
show.
That, right?
Yes,
that amen. Is so wonderful.
It is.
Thank you. So our second segment is with our friend, our very good friend, Kim Torres is here. And she asked us if we can keep the segment for her daughter, which worked out so wonderful, Ellen, because we had a guest who was going to come in second segment, and that person got ill and couldn't make it. So this was just godsend that Kelsey Torres, the co-owner of Deep Dive Deals in Melbourne, is here, Kim's daughter, and she's going to talk to us about this phenomenal business that she and her husband has opened. So let's go talk to us. Welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me. So
Kelsey, I want to say Kelsey's Pizza every time I look at you. Kelsey, and I shouldn't. And as you know, our show is fun and unscripted and very educational and informative. So go sell your information.
So Deep Dive Deals is a bin store. And what that really means is that we stock inventory from overstock, returns, closeouts from any online retailers. So things that come from Amazon, things that are coming from Target, Kohl's. If you return something online, it might end up in some of our stores. So we also have overstock items from some of the fulfillment centers. So we really carry just about anything at our bin stores.
So this is almost like treasure hunting.
It is. We buy a literal truckload every single week of inventory. We don't have a manifest. We don't know what's on the truck. We have bins and bins of inventory. So we open up every Friday with new merchandise. It starts at $12 for any item in the store. The price goes down every single day. So on Wednesday, we are all the way down to a dollar. And it is fun to see what's in these bins. So you never know what you're going to find in there. It's anything from small electronics to kitchen items to children's toys to arts and crafts supplies. We find iPads in there. We find all kinds of crazy stuff in there.
Fishing supplies for Danny.
Absolutely. There's a lot of sporting goods in there.
Let's reel him in. So how did you get this idea to start this business? It's amazing. And it's something that, I mean, I personally think it's awesome for people in our area.
So my husband has been doing Spirit Halloween stores for 18 years. And if you're familiar with Spirit Halloween, they pop up in closed retail spaces for a few months. So my husband loves to drive around the country looking for that closed Sears, that closed Bed Bath & Beyond, and put a store in there for 3 months for Halloween, get it up and running, shut it down. So his idea was to take some of these empty storefronts and try and see if we could do this concept of a bin store, because we'd been reading about all of the excess e-commerce inventory and where all these returns are going and where all this inventory that's sitting in these fulfillment warehouses go when they decide to get rid of it and they haven't sold it. So 2 years ago, he said, well, let's cross over one of our Spirit spaces. Let's test it out. We'll take some of the same staff. We'll take over one of these leases and see if this works as a concept. And now we're on our fourth store. So we also have stores in Texas and in Oklahoma, and we're opening our first one in Florida here in Melbourne.
So you must have had like a mission in mind when you opened a store. Like what was your mission in mind for the shoppers?
So I think it's a really fun experience. I mean, it's for the type of person that likes bargain hunting or thrift store shopping. I really personally enjoy going through the bins. I mean, there is always something in there that I'm like, oh my gosh, I did not know that I needed this, but now I must have it. It's a little bit like going to TJ Maxx sometimes, you know, all the things that you come out with that you didn't know that you needed. But the bargains are incredible because everything in the store is the same price. Entire store, $12. So if there is a tablet in there, $12. Or maybe it's there on the $6 day when you're going. So it's a lot of fun to find and see what you can see in there and all the bargains.
So why did you decide to choose Melbourne? I love Melbourne, and I think we, the citizens of Melbourne, would benefit from it. Why Melbourne?
So I'm from Melbourne.
Okay.
I'm here in Brevard County in Melbourne, went to Mel High. So we thought that it would be a great fit for Melbourne. You know, there's a lot of great retail options around here, but nothing really quite like this. And I think that the demographics are right for the right kind of people who'd love to come shop in our stores.
Yeah. And now, I'm sure you're getting your merchandise in already. So tell our listeners on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends a little bit about loading, stocking, and who's helping you, and have you received any of your any shipments as yet?
We got our first shipment in this morning. We're opening up this Friday, so we're very excited to get into those bins. They come in huge boxes, so we get to see all the things that are in the bins. So some of the things that I saw today, I saw some Nutribullets. I saw a lot of pet supplies. We are holding a fundraiser for a senior dog rescue. So we're donating some pet supplies. So there are pet carriers in there. I saw neck pillows. I saw knife block sets. Lots of toys. A lot of back to school
items.
Any
Spider-Man stuff? My grandson loves Spider-Man. I'm going to have to come and check it out. Now, here's the other thing with the people who are going to be coming to shop. I'm imagining like a mad rush of people, a lineup. There has to be do's and don'ts. Like somebody's coming in and they want to bring a little basket, or they want to bring a backpack, or they want to bring a whatever they tote and carry their stuff in. What are some of the do's and don'ts in a store such like this?
So we ask that if people are going to open the boxes to further examine the merchandise, we have testing stations. We have two testing stations in the store. So you can actually plug the things in, take them out, take a look at them to really ensure that you know what you're buying. It has all of its pieces before you go home with it. I would suggest getting there early. Our other locations, people do start lining up on Friday mornings to get at that first crack at the inventory. However, if you come on a Saturday or Sunday, there's not necessarily a line. I think you go with an open mind. You can be looking for something in particular, but it's not guaranteed you're going to find it. You may find all kinds of other things that you didn't
necessarily
know that you
need. So people pick through it. People go through the bin, they pick what they want. It starts at $12 and then the prices go down?
Yes, and that's part of what keeps the prices so low for us is that we don't spend time on labor on pricing every individual item. We're not sorting them. We're not hanging them up. They're all in the bins, and the guests and customers go through the bins for us, and they decide what they want, what they don't want, and the prices just fall each day.
Right, and that brings me to the other question, which do you have any employees that work in the store? Well, I guess you're cutting some of the costs right there by just putting it in the bin.
We do. We have about 12 employees at our location right now. So there are people there to help you open the bins. There are people, you know, every week we are unloading all of the items. And then also we have people with the cashiers as well.
Right. And so you do have experience in this kind of business. You do or your husband do. One of, I mean, because in order to do something like this, you've got to have experience in this kind of work.
So he has 18 years of experience in setting up Spirit Halloween stores all over the country. So he has a lot of experience in finding the real estate and also getting his store up and running very quickly within a couple of weeks or even under a week sometimes, rather than a very large and expensive build out that would make us raise our prices. So that's one of the many reasons why it's kind of a low cost business.
Right. So for our listeners who are tuning in, we're speaking with Kelsey Torres. She's the co-owner of Deep Dive Deals in Melbourne. And we're going to tell you all about the grand opening. So we need to know the location, the grand opening, and the time. And if somebody wants to come by and see the store, let's tell our listeners so they can spread the word.
So we are opening Friday morning at 9 a.m. And we're located at 787 South Babcock Street. So that's at Babcock and NASA, right by Makoto's. And we are so excited. We're going to have door prizes. We are going to have refreshments. We are so ready to see our customers out there and what we might be able to find in the bins. We're also holding a party the night before for a preview. And we are inviting a Touch of Grey, which is a rescue organization for senior dogs. So we're going to do a fundraiser for them. And also donate some of our pet items to them.
Yes. We've had her on our show before, the lady from Touch of Grey.
And one of my friends named their band that.
Yeah.
Just so maybe we get them to play that night.
My parents have a dog from Touch of Grey, so they're very close to our heart.
That would be Riley.
So I kind of got the giggles a little bit because I was looking at the website and it said no strollers, no backpacks. And I'm thinking to myself, if I went in there and saw a bunch of stuff, I'd be starting to put it on. Like you walk out, like, here's all the stuff I bought at Amazon.
Yeah.
Right? Like my shipment arrived from Amazon and I'm going to look like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Girl walking out with all my stuff.
You probably would. But you know, the world is changing, right? And businesses are changing. People are working from home. People are working remote. What is the culture of your workplace? Because it sounds like it's fun. You look to me as though you're passionate about what you're doing and you're extremely positive. You have a great attitude. And usually, if you have a business owner who's like that, it trickles down to the staff, which then is good for the customers. So what would you say is the workplace culture at your business?
So we have a lot of fun, particularly when we're loading up these bins and taking them out of the truck. I mean, we have the music blaring. People are dancing around. It's a good time. Our staff also loves to make funny TikToks. So we're on TikTok at Deep Dive Deals. And they make very cute and funny TikToks showing you exactly how everything works, all of the finds that they're finding in there. They also take pictures anytime somebody does go and find an iPad or something like that. I mean, they're...
So I'll wear my lipstick when I show up just in case I get to be on TikTok.
If you'd like, right?
So how did you come up with the name for your business? Because now it's making sense. Now you dive into the bin, right?
Yeah, it's treasure hunting. I think that was the idea for us. So we have... We have a little shark that's our mascot, our little shark, and we have deal sharks, and we kind of keep that nautical theme going. We don't take ourselves too seriously. It's supposed to be a fun, adventurous shopping experience.
And I know Danny wants to put the address in his GPS, so he can come there and get his fishing gear. Not like you need another pole, but you might get one. So what is the physical address? So for people who are tuning in, I mean, they can put it in their phone, so when it's time to come by, they just... drive-in.
So we're at 787 South Babcock Street Melbourne.
I tell you, Ellen, this is unique. So what's unique about this business versus, because you know, you hear people talk about Five Below and different stores, right? But this, your business place sounds like your deals are better than everybody else's. Because imagine putting your hand in that bin and coming up with an iPad for $12.
Right. So Five Below is a great store, and they have certain item categories, and they're sorted out. We don't know what's on our truckloads. We could not tell you what's there from 1 week to the next. That keeps it exciting. It keeps it fresh.
That's why you get people happy when they grab something. Then they're really treasure hunting at that point.
Absolutely. I think also the amount of volume that we do, a lot of bin stores really are only able to secure enough product for maybe five or six, whereas we're purchasing about 100 bins a week between our four stores. So we're getting a lot of inventory in, and we're making sure that it's consistent, that it's good quality, that we're not necessarily getting a lot of broken items or too many food items. Another thing about our stores that I think a lot of bin stores fall into this trap is they pull out all of the good stuff, and they maybe have a special section of the store where they sell everything for a higher price. We don't do that. We don't pull things out. We don't sell them on Facebook. We don't sell them on eBay.
So it's all lucky day. If we come to the store and we put our hand in the bin and pick up something that, like you're saying, in other stores, it would be on that part of the store.
Right. So I've seen, you know, brand new KitchenAid stand mixers in there. We are not pulling that out and saving it aside for somebody or selling it on Facebook.
But it is in the bin. It's gone for the $12.
Right, it will be gone.
Yes.
So this
$12 day
it is awesome what you're doing, and I'm sure you're planning to open more stores. You've got to. What is in your business plan for the future?
So we have a few other markets in the works that we'd like to open up once we wrap down our Halloween season. And we'd really ideally love to open up a franchise model. So I used this for my MBA project for when I was at Baylor recently getting my MBA. And we would love to see this go nationwide and open up franchises.
Oh, it's amazing.
And they're only closed on Thursdays.
Yeah, why Thursday?
We restock on Thursdays. That's gotcha. When our shipment comes in and we get all ready for opening up fresh on Friday.
So
deliver coffee.
Right.
So
if someone were to come into the store, give our listeners on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends a play-by-play. You park the car, you get in, you go in, and then what? There's nobody following you around. You just go from bin to bin, or you just go in and grab your treasures and come back?
You can go from bin to bin. We do have carts and we have bags. So you sort through the bins. You take a look at what boxes might interest you. I also highly recommend downloading a barcode scanner app. So if there isn't necessarily a picture on some of the boxes of what's inside, you can actually scan on the barcode and see very quickly what it's worth on Amazon, what the actual item is, and that helps people move through very quickly. Some of our customers actually do go and find all these bargains, and then they actually go and turn around and resell it on Facebook Marketplace because they're finding that they can turn a profit on it.
Right.
Some people are shopping for themselves. Some people are just doing it for fun, particularly
Christmas.
Yeah. Oh,
so how did your background, you have an MBA, how did your background help you to open this business? Because what is your specialty? You were marketing, you were doing revenue management. How did that help you with this business?
So I spent over a decade in the hotel industry, working in revenue strategy and asset management. So for the 5 years before this, I went around to hotels all over the country that my company owned and helped them work on their performance. And I think a lot of the things that I learned there was working with very different teams, learning about different locations and where are good locations, what's going on in different locations all across the country. And I think some of that marketing and branding piece that is very important for hotels really translates to this side of the industry. And what my husband brought was a lot of retail experience on how do we get trucks from point A to point B, and how do we take a storefront? So ours was previously a Dollar General that closed. How do we get that up and running as a deep dive deals as soon and as quickly and most cost effectively as possible so that we're passing on all these savings along to our customers?
And where do you find that you're getting most of your referrals? Of course, social media is big. TikTok, I know my granddaughter made me make a TikTok account and I like it. It's a lot of fun. It really takes you away and you it's catchy. You can see great things on there. So where are you getting the referrals? Like you're doing social media, word of mouth, which we know is the best form of advertising. Where else are you advertising? Are you with the Chamber of Commerce?
We would like to join the Chamber of Commerce. We have done some pieces with social media. We do social media advertising. People also share a lot of haul videos. I don't know if you've seen those on TikTok where people are just making their own content about all the cool stuff that they found and how cheap it was and how they found on our $9 day, they found items that were worth $80. I mean, this happens all the time. We also spend a lot of time out in the community, and that's one of the things that I've really enjoyed being a part of, is donating to various organizations. Recently, for example, our store in Midland got an enormous shipment of breast pumps, right? And we're like, what are we going to do with all these breast pumps? But we were able to find an organization in the community that we were able to donate all of these unused, unopened breast pumps to. But we do that for things like back-to-school supplies, you know, dog supplies. We've also donated to organizations that help the homeless, so for medical supplies and things like that. And I think being a part of the community that you're operating in is so important.
Yeah, it's fulfilling, right? But you're getting a lot of your stuff, the incredible bargains you're getting, a lot of them is like closeout and excess e-commerce.
Yes.
Then you're a lot of overstocked items. What happens if a customer buys something and it's broken?
So
is there a refund policy?
We do not. So it is purchased as is. However, that is why we have the testing stations in the store. So you can go over to the testing station, you can open it, you can take a look at it, you can plug it in, see if it works for you. And that helps you have a little bit of confidence when you're leaving that that item is going to be in the best shape.
Now, talk to us a little bit about the daily price drops. That sounds fascinating.
So we start at $12 on Friday, and that's the day that we open, and that's the most in-demand day where they have the best, freshest finds. Then on Saturday, we drop to $9. On Sunday, we go to $6. Then we go to $4, $2, and $1 on Wednesdays. And then once a month, we actually do a 25-cent day, and those are incredibly popular. People will come, and we allow them to fill bags for $9. So for $9, you can just fill these shopping bags.
Oh my God, that's awesome. So and are you keeping people's emails so that we know when you have these 25 cents? You should probably get something going.
Sita would like to be the first one on the list.
Well, because
by the way,
I love giving stuff to my relatives in Trinidad or, you know, friends at work and stuff. And it'll be nice to get good deals, good bargains, good treasure hunting.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So you can sign up on deepdivedeals.store or follow us on social media. And we post about that every month. We do send out emails, and we let our regular customers know. They're always asking about when we're going to do the next 25-cent day. And I really like to do that. My sister is a teacher, and she is always asking for little items for prizes in her classroom to fill up a treasure box of all these little toys and items that she can use as prizes and incentives for her students.
Right.
And we have so much fun finding that stuff.
And now here's the big thing. What happens when you have items in the store that are good stuff, but it didn't get sold?
By the 25-cent day, it is pretty much all gone. We actually throw away very little, and I don't think this is necessarily people's big incentive for shopping at our store, but we're really taking a lot of things. You know, if you return something to Amazon, it's not going back on the shelf. They're selling it off. They never put it back out for sale. So
they don't want to be bothered with repackaging the thing.
No, they
well,
don't.
Well, it costs
yeah.
them more money
yeah.
to repackage it, put it back on the shelf. They have to pay an employee, do all of that. This is the bonus way of
yeah.
getting rid of all of them.
This is like we get a one up on you, Amazon.
That's
yeah,
and there may
that.
So yeah, there may not be enough of those items for them to go sell, you know, cases and cases of the same item to a Five Below, for example. Maybe it's just 10 of them, and that's how it ends up in our bins. But it's worth it for us. It's worth it for our customers.
It's great for our community. So how else can we help you besides having you on the show and spreading it on our social media? What else can we do to help you to get the word out? Because this is just great business, and you're so positive about what you're doing that it radiates, you know? It's like you want people like you in our community.
I would say come out and see us. We'd love to see people at our store. Come tell your friends. It's a really fun and positive experience.
Let's talk about the grand opening. What to expect? Refreshments? Door prizes? What's going to happen at the actual... I'll have Kim talk to us about what's happening at the grand opening, because you know what, you've got to bring the people in, right? We've got to maybe give them something to drink, or maybe a cookie, whatever. What do you guys have in there?
We tend
sandwiches?
To pump people up in line, so we're going to be out there with coffee and donuts on Friday morning.
Coffee and donuts. We've got a lot of policemen out there. they like coffee and donuts. It's amazing. So now, how involved is your husband in the business? I mean, is he the one right now offloading the trucks?
So we are in peak Halloween season right now. So Halloween season.
I was just going to say the spirit stores are all over the place popping up now.
We had our first stores open last weekend. So he is in peak spirit Halloween season, which really starts for us on July 1. So he is off unloading trucks elsewhere, trying to get those Halloween stores up and running. But we're a big Halloween family. We really like our Halloween around here.
Yeah, and it is very exciting to see that and to realize that there's going to be a deep dive bargain bin place around here that will be that, you know, kind of have that same incentive where you kind of go in. Same thing with the spirit stores. You go in, it's like a mecca of things.
It's a lot. Yeah. And there's three stores like this already that you guys own, or you just...
That we own, yes. So we have one in Lawton, Oklahoma. We have one in Abilene, Texas. And we have one in Midland, Texas. And those were areas where we already had previous business ties from particularly Spirit Halloween. So Melbourne is a first for us. We came here because I'm from Melbourne and we love Melbourne as a market. And we're really excited to be here.
Well, you know, you remind me a lot of my friend who owns the Christmas stores. And I remember sitting with her once and listening to how they set up these stores in different malls and all over the country. And I know at one point they had like 24, 25 stores. And it was amazing. But what I found that helped their business the most was getting very trusted, loyal workers. Because you have to be in Melbourne, but you have stores in a different part of the country. So you have to have that connection with your employees. And I think you do that very well. Trusted, loyal people that would work year-round for you. How does that work?
Absolutely. So having the right people in place is critical. We have hired about 10 people for this location. We have a store manager, and she's fantastic. And I'm really excited to see what she's able to accomplish with this location. In our other locations, we do tend to dovetail with our spirit staff. So we go from around 7 full year-round spirit employees every year to 700.
Yes.
And we keep our district managers on staff the entire year because
that's what
she
did
critical.
Too. Because you can't find great people, right?
No, yes. You can hire at the lower levels, but not those critical management positions. And most of those people have been with us for over a decade.
Kim, how does it feel to have such an accomplished daughter? I mean, this is amazing. You know, you hear all the time of people who are talking about their children's accomplishments, but she is beyond wonderful.
Well, obviously, as a mom, I'm very proud of what she's been doing, but it's also very exciting. She's brought me in as part of the assistance, and her husband has already scoped out about 4 other locations in Florida that they intend to expand. This concept is not unique, but it is new, and with his experience, I have a lot of faith and so much excitement about how well it's going to do. I was looking at some of the other stores.
We got a cut. Danny's telling us we got a cut.
Oh boy.
Well, I'll tell you, your daughter is a job creator. She's amazing. Ellen, we got a cut. Oh,
I know. It goes so fast. We could sit here for another hour. I know. Thank you so much for tuning in to Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. We'll make sure that all of this information, great information about deep dive deals in Melbourne, all of that is out. Friday is going to be the grand opening. Please stay tuned to Viewpoint with Sita and Friends each and every Monday at 1 o'clock on 1510 WWBC.